With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T9 FM, ESPN.
Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental.
We're back, and Jade Caldwell joins us now. She's the mother of 9-year-old Memphis War Eagles basketball player Jace Caldwell, who's already a cancer survivor, but his fight is not over. This weekend over at the War Eagles headquarters, they're putting on a fundraiser for him called Jumpers for Jace. Jade joins us now. And first thing, Jade, and thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Jace and how he's doing right now.
So right now, Jace is fine. He is currently unable to walk, so that's a bit of a struggle, and that's the biggest struggle right now. We don't have any bad news, but unfortunately, it isn't any good news. But like I said, I think no bad news is great for me. I'm fine with that. But the biggest thing is he isn't able to walk. So just doing every day, you know, activities, trying to get him out the house, it's just difficult for him. You know, he's used to, you know, I try to get him out as much as I can. So other than, you know, just him not being able to walk, he's fine. He's, you know, he's happy. I'm kind of glad that he doesn't really know what's going on. He's just happy, you know, to be with his mom. So, you know, other than that, he's fine. You know, basketball. His everyday thing is basketball. So as long as he has basketball, he's perfect.
How much has it changed your life, Jade? How much has it changed y'all's family's life and your routines and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, he's not walking, so it's difficult to do most things, just getting him. I live in a house with stairs, so just getting him up, you know, up and out the house is a challenge. You know, it takes, you know, two or more people. Just, you know, get him in and out the vehicle. And, you know, every day I try to not make it noticeable that, you know, I'm sad sometimes, but he's a good kid, you know, and he doesn't realize that what's going on in like life. Other than him not being able to get out the house, I think that's the biggest issue. He's fine. His I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Our life. My mom and his dad is a, you know, touchy for us. We try to make it through the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Every day is different. It's different every day. And like I said, just changes. When I heard the news, you know, no good news, I feel like my spirit just overall, it changed. Just trying to grasp what will happen, what can happen. So I personally struggle with it every day.
Yes, ma'am.
And like I said, I'm glad that it doesn't affect him. It doesn't affect him. He, you know, he just feels happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? He's a tough kid. He isn't bothered by much. He's real chill. And like I said, every day is just me not working. It's hard, for him to just enjoy his everyday life, mm-hmm. you know, what he has. So that's the most difficult part is just him. I want him to enjoy things and be able to get out the house more. Like I said, it's been a struggle this summer, because he has gained a lot of weight. He's not able to walk. So just, I would really, that's, I think, I feel mom guilt, you know, not for him not being able to do as much. So that would really, you know, help me, help him a lot.
So where did the Harrises come into this? Frank and Tyler, where did they enter the picture with Jace?
Yeah, so I have known the Harrises for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. We moved in, and Tyler was just a little kid. He was small, but I always said Tyler was going to be great. He was so good at basketball at 3 years old. I couldn't believe it. So I stayed down the street from them, and I used to babysit Tyler for a long time up until I got in about high school. And then he started going to the gym with his dad a lot, so I didn't see him as much, and I think it just kind of worked out that way. But that's how we know them. And prior to my son, the second reoccurrence of his cancer, I have two sons, Jaren and Jace, who has cancer. They run down the street every day after school to play basketball because Frank has a half court in his backyard. So they're always at his house. When they're home, it's like their home is my kid's home. And Coach Frank, he used to host these little basketball, I won't say a tournament, but he used to host, they used to play basketball in his backyard on Sundays. So my kids would go down there and watch Tyler and watch all these people come down and play basketball. And so that's just been their routine for years since they've been able to walk and go, you know, walk down the street. That's kind of been their routine to watch, you know, listen to Coach Frank and watch the guys in the backyard playing ball. And it's kind of cool, you know, cool that we have Coach Frank and his family. I'm really blessed and I'm grateful to them for all of these. So, that's kind of our story.
Coach Frank was telling us, you know, calling him Little Tyler, Jace, at one point. Tell John, our listeners, how good Jace was. Both of your sons, I hear, Jade, are really good, but that's what I was telling John, how good Jace was. What, at 2, 3, y'all had the ball in his hands, he's out there shooting it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he surprised me. He played a little while with his school, and we went to one game, and I think he made like 30 points in a little kids game. And I was so shocked because I had not, you know, we had not practiced that much, but I did know that they went to Coach Frank's house a lot. So in that time, you know, he learned so much that he was really good. He has a great 3-point shot, the best I've seen. And he was just fast little fella. I mean, his shot is just so crispy. and I don't know who he gets it from. I'm not sure. I want to say me. I used to play sports, so I'll say it's for me. But I mean, he was so good, and I hate that he didn't have enough time to play, and I hate that, you know, his cancer came back during COVID, which really put a damper on, you know, a lot of things for people. But I hated that for him. But I will say, when he was going through chemo, I know it wasn't probably the best decision, and I'm sure other parents wouldn't have, but I let him play. I let him play because I think it's like mommy intuition that I kind of, you know, if that was going to be his last go around, I wanted him to play, you know, as much as he could. And he did. He played up until he stopped walking. Sometimes we would leave his chemo treatment and he would have a game and he would score 15 points, you know, not tired, not in pain. And so I think he keeps me going. Which, you know, helps me to keep him going.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think we kind of feed off each other in that way. But he was, and he played up until he couldn't play anymore. And even when he was in the hospital, I set up basketball goals all around the room, and he would shoot. You know, the nurses would come in and watch him shooting and making all the shots, you know, from the room. So he is just the coolest little guy. He's just so cool. If you ever get to meet him, everybody says it.
And then this weekend, right, the event Jumpers for Jace. Tell our listeners how they can get involved with that if they want to help out.
Yeah. So this Saturday from 9 to 7. It's a play day for him. There'll be games going on. We'll be there, me, his dad, my son, we'll all be there. If you like sports, if you like basketball, if you love my son, I know it's a lot of my friends and family listening. They're coming out. And so, everybody, if you come out, enjoy yourself, watch basketball, meet us. You can meet Jace. It'll be a fun time.
And then the last thing I got to ask you, and you've touched on some of it, but when I read Mark Giannato's story about you all and the CA, I thought it was greatly mm-hmm. done, and then saw the Channel 24 story that they did on y'all, I said the same thing, and I said it to my wife. I said, how's this woman so strong? You know, it almost sounds like from everything that you've said that it's you have to be strong for him, and that maybe even you're drawing some of that strength from him, from just having him every day. Is that it?
That's it. I literally sometimes I don't sleep most nights because I'm watching him and I'm just, you know, I try not to worry, but you know, you're a parent, you understand it's hard to
yes,
not
ma'am.
Worry.
Yep.
But I don't want to see him see me worry, you know. So I just try to keep that in mind. As long as I'm happy, he'll be happy, and that's what he believes. If his mama is happy, he doesn't have anything to worry about, and I love that about him. He's so smart, and he gets it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. He understands. But like I said, it is hard. It's a everyday struggle. I feel like when they gave me the news that you know his cancer came back for a third time, like it destroyed me almost. You know, so. But he has the strength. He has not given up.
Yes, ma'am.
I have, you know, months go by and you just never know what happens. And he just continually fighting every day. He wakes up smiling every day. He used to do it when he was a baby, and I used to love that about him. He didn't wake up crying as a baby. He would wake up smiling, and he still does it at 9 years old.
I love that.
Gotta admire that. Jade, thank you so much for the time today.
God bless y'all, Jade. And can't wait to meet you guys on Saturday, Jade. We'll be there.
Yes, I thank you. I can't wait. And like I said, everybody come out. It should be a fun day. Like I said, we'll be there. I appreciate all everybody who has donated, who has reached out. I feel so blessed. I can't even describe the feeling of all the love that I've been getting in my family. It's actually helping my spirit a lot. So I appreciate it. I really do.
Jason, absolute pleasure.
Have a good one.
We'll
thank
see
you
on
so
Saturday.
Much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, she is Jade Caldwell. Again, jumpers for Jace going on this weekend out there, Shelby Oaks.
Yep, can find there's a GoFundMe. There's a Venmo account, a GoFundMe. If you look up Jumpers for Jace and GoFundMe, you can donate if you wanted to come out, obviously, on Shelby Oaks Drive over at the former Wimbledon Sportsplex is now the headquarters of the War Eagles. Frank Harris, Doug, putting on a fantastic fundraiser for Jace. My son's going to be a part of it. We're playing in a game as part of it. Anything you can do. Can you hear that woman talking about how blessed she is to get this kind of feedback and support about this story and the situation that she's in? And just shows you, you know, you find value in life and through all its trials and tribulations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.